This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jordan Bone and Alex Lomax kind of getting in a little shoving match towards the end of that game. And then whether Penny exaggerated the bald fist things or not, University of Tennessee's entire team went over to the Memphis bench. And Penny's big complaint was, what were they doing over by our bench? Why did Rick Barnes or the refs, why did no one stop them? And so I think that gets lost in this, that, like, you know, like, Penny has been portrayed as the bad guy in this by a lot of, especially Tennessee fans, because he called out Rick Barnes.
The part that their media is fused and why they just roll with Barnes, the other part that gets left out is that Penny, when he came back and said, get the F out, he had how he responded, you can go back and forth on it if you felt that was appropriate. But he had right to be mad because, again, that Tennessee media, all of them were telling you, Barnes never said anything about flopping. Well, he did right after the game, and he said that's their style. Mm-hmm. And so I had to back because at that point, Penny's got every right to be, because you do not hear college coaches saying, you don't hear them saying that, that the other side's style was to flop. You just don't hear that said in college basketball, and particularly from vets like Rick Barnes, who have been through the wars. And so
he was probably responding to the bald fist thing.
I know he was frustrated after, but it's right after the game. And anyway, the media from Knoxville went out of its way, Wes Walker, all of them, to say that didn't happen. Barnes never said the flopping, and Penny's out of control. And so that narrative, that all got left out because we literally got the audio of it, and he says that's their style.
But
that time, the arrows are fair in both directions, as far as I'm concerned.
And to John's point, ultimately, this is fantastic. If they keep playing the series, like, this animosity.
Rick should recognize that.
Animosity is great. It's just great. Like, I've been
looking
forward to Saturday's game since the moment Penny said, get the F out of here. Like,
no doubt.
I've been like, I cannot wait to go to Knoxville next year and hear the response.
Right.
Like, when Penny takes the court on Saturday, think about how just he's just going to get booed like crazy. And I say this in a great way. Like, it's going to be fantastic. Like,
it's going to be
a great environment. And I think Penny is going to eat it up.
Yep.
Like, Penny is going to embrace it.
No doubt.
And, you know, I don't know how the team's going to do in that type of environment. I think it's going to be a close game. I think I predicted.
I'm predicting
Tennessee's going to win, but I think this team is going to rise to the atmosphere, if you will. And I think they would beat Tennessee if they were. They had a full roster.
Oh,
they had Wiseman and Lester. But I can't wait to get – I'll be in Knoxville. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of an atmosphere. The first time they've met both in the top 25 since 2007, 2008. So,
and they're tied for 17th together in the coaches' poll.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. So, anyway, Mark, always appreciate
the time, man.
Thanks for being in here.
No problem.
Yep, he is. Mark Giannotto, Sports Columnist for The Commercial Appeal. We'll be back with the rundown. Kennedy Chandler got a big offer yesterday. We'll talk about that. Lots more to come here in the rundown. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and you know the holiday season is here. And one thing on lots of people's wish list is a computer, so if you know somebody like that and you're looking for the lowest prices and best service, go check my friends at Cooper Systems. You know Cooper Systems, Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. They've been with me for years, and you guys, listeners of this station, have helped grow their business because you keep going there when you need a new computer, a refurbished computer, or a custom-built computer, because you know they have prices starting as low as $189. Cooper Systems has brands like Apple, HP, Dell, Gateway, Toshiba, Sony, and more. desktops, notebooks, tablets, and printers. They really do have it all at Cooper Systems. And don't ever forget, if you need service on your computer, then Cooper Systems can help you too. In-shop diagnostic rates start as low as $24.99. So don't be frustrated by a bogged-down computer. Let Cooper Systems help get you cleaned up the way you ought to be. Go see them in the Mount Moriah office park or call them 360-9679 or visit them at coopersystems.com.
The holiday season is here, and our Chevy employees have something special to share with you.
At Chevy, we're all about bringing families together.
This time of year, that's really important.
So we're making it easier than ever to become part of our family.
That's why our Chevy employee discount is now available to everyone.
The Chevy price you pay is what we pay.
Not a cent more. Family is important to us.
And we'd like you to be part of ours.
Take advantage of the Chevy employee discount for everyone and get great deals on the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. Explore every corner of your city in the versatile yet stylish Trax and have everything you need to do everything you want with the Equinox.
So happy holidays.
And welcome to the family.
The Chevy family.
Become part of the Chevy family. Get the Chevy employee discount for everyone today.
See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Visit ChevroletEmployeeDiscount.com for offer and vehicle eligibility. Not available with fleet sales and some other offers. Dealer fees are extra and will vary at participating dealers. Take new retail delivery by 1-2-20.
This year, don't just say happy holidays. Get a gift that says, I love every moment that led us here. With the incredible selection of Levion jewelry at Jared and more exclusive designs than any other store in the world, it's a perfect place to find a gift that says it all. Shop the Levion Fall in Love event from December 3rd to 12th for exclusive offers, including $100 off any Levion purchase, only at Jared.
Get a promo code or find a store near you at Jared.com. Exclusions apply. See store or Jared.com/Levion for complete details.
Bill Burr, live.
If I've learned anything in 5 years of being married is we're always working on me. Evidently, my wife is this completed work under museum glass that is to be admired and studied. Like, how did she do that? And I'm like one of these guys, one of the, you know those buildings that just has scaffolding around it for like six straight years?
Bill Burr at Orpheum, January 6th, 7 and 9:30. Reserved seats for the 9:30 show only. On sale at the Orpheum Theater box office and all Ticketmaster outlets.
This holiday, give the gift that says, you deserve some me time. You deserve to be pampered. You deserve to be primped. Give the gift of Gould's with a Gould's gift card. It's a beautiful way to say you care. Call, visit our website, or stop by one of our convenient locations to purchase your Gould's gift card today.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency Trane system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
We have great news from James Gaddis Jewelers. This is James Gaddis here to tell you about some great savings available right now. Save 20% on Seiko and Bulova watches. What a great gift idea. Also save 20% on designer jewelry by Doves and 20% on blue topaz and aquamarine jewelry, which represent the December birthstone. Bring us your gift list and let us help you get it all done while you are saving. That's right, 20%. James Gaddis Jewelers.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf, we also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're back. is the Jason and John Show. 92.9 FM, ESPN, 680 AM, radio.com app. Anywhere else, Brad, that I haven't mentioned yet? Is that pretty much it? Let's do the rundown.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
Big night last night for a local basketball recruit. His name is Kennedy Chandler. He's a 2021 point guard out of Briarcrest. He's a five-star prospect. For sure, McDonald's All-American. He'll be a McDonald's All-American in a year or two or whenever that is. I guess it's a year from now he'll be a McDonald's All-American. Got an offer from Duke last night.
Top of the top.
This is a young man who I think 5 months ago not many people outside of Memphis were familiar with, right? There were not many people who knew about Kennedy Chandler outside of the Memphis area. And because of that performance in Peach Jam, where they won the Peach Jam with the Mocan Elite.
Literally undressed Jalen Green.
Yep. I mean, he ripped the ball from Jalen Green, then dunked on him kind of in a way. Jalen Green was trailing, and Kennedy finished at the rim. This young man's recruitment reminds me of another Briarcrest product, Austin Nichols, in the way that it has just taken a life of its own. Yeah, I mean, I remember when I met Austin Nichols, he had offers from, like, this was probably the summer of 2011. He had offers from, like, Clemson, Georgia, Memphis,
Texas
Tech.
Super 80 League. And
yeah, I mean, he was a really, like, he was a, you could see it with him, right? But, like, he wasn't on the scene.
Yeah, he didn't have the ACC offers. He didn't have the Blue Bloods.
Then he goes to, he's with N33M
what
at this time.
What was the blow up?
It was Real Deal on the Rock.
Okay.
It was Real Deal on the Rock in Little Rock in April.
Usually an event.
And and he just dominated. And Duke came in, and Carolina came in, and Kansas came in. And he never got an offer from Kentucky, but that was the only one. UCLA was in there. I think he ended up cutting North Carolina. I don't think North Carolina was on his final five, which is amazing to consider, or Kansas. But anyway, Kennedy Chandler got an offer from Duke last night. And what this all sets up, Jason, is, you know, 2020's class right now, as we know, has no commitments, no signings.
Yeah. What, you're going to tell us when it's time to start getting worried about that?
Well, that won't be for a while. That
certainly
won't be for a while.
Spring, at least.
So I would, you know, reserve that for March, April, right?
That was part of – you had Wiseman last year. That was how you were able to – you hooked him early, and we said how – critical that was in terms of their strategy for recruiting in the spring. But no, I mean, I'm with you. I think we understand this. If this was a deal, though, John, where you had 6-7 scholarships open next year, then you'd be like, I think there would be a little bit more cause for concern. But obviously with what we expect to leave and what this team, what this coaching staff particularly did in the spring, last spring, you give them the benefit of the doubt at this point, and you don't need to change the DEFCON level right now.
Exactly. So
John will let you know when you do.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. You know where to find me.
Mm-hmm.
But Kennedy Chandler does get the offer from Duke yesterday. And what this sets up is one of those battles, man. Every now and then you will have a Memphis kid that comes through that sort of breaks through to the mainstream, if you will, right? Like Austin Nichols was that guy in 2013. Skal Labissiere was that guy in 2015. I'm trying to think if there was anybody else really. I mean, James was that in 2019, right? Like he was Kentucky's number one priority.
Anybody would have taken him.
That is this again with Kennedy Chandler. Mm-hmm. And it may end up being like that for Musa as well. You know, Musa, I don't even know if you count him as a Memphis kid. He lives here now, so maybe you do count him as a Memphis kid. I guess you do. But it's going to be an absolute dogfight for Kennedy Chandler for Penny. Like, it just is. He is going to be, because right now he's not even with a Memphis AAU team. You know what I mean? Like, he's in high school here, but he's not with a Memphis area AAU team.
Don't you get the sense it won't be a Memphis area AAU team? When we asked Herd if you'd have everybody, we didn't name names. But yeah.
I do get that sense.
Particularly having already decided to go out.
I thought there was a chance maybe it happened. Maybe a couple weeks ago I was hearing that maybe there could be a change to a Memphis area team, but don't believe that is going to end up happening.
Okay.
So I think he does end up staying with Mocan Elite, or at least maybe he moves to one, but it's not a Memphis area team. You don't have that many options, right, in Memphis. You got Hoop City.
Not as many as you have.
You got Team Thad with Nike, and you got that's it, right? Memphis Magic, 901.
Yeah, Cowboys still.
Yeah, so those are kind of your options right now. And so, you know, this is a young man who, you know, has to be top priority for Penny.
This one's key to me because I just wonder from his actions, and obviously, you know, most Memphis kids, you're going to play for the local grassroots organization. He's shown, you know, not just that he's willing to go outside of that traditional thinking, but go outside of it and win big. I mean, he won the whole Peach Jam over at Mocan, right? So what that represents, I just term in terms of behavior. Look, we talked to his father all the time. So we're watching what's going on there, and they're very close with the coaching staff over in Memphis. But what it that behavior, John, the willingness to go outside, right, when everybody else sort of stays, I just wonder how that will sort of if it'll be reflective in terms of picking his college. If you're more willing to go outside sort of the what everybody in your town's telling you to do, hey, stick with Penny, all that, because you've already shown a penchant for being willing to do that. So I do wonder that, John, because I'm telling you right now that with him and with Musa here,
yep,
right, there's an opportunity for Penny to stay real elite,
yep,
here, just getting the local guys.
Exactly.
Right, in this case, and we're counting Musa as local now because he's moved
here.
He
lives here, yep.
But there's a real but again, this is going to be a dogfight because, as John said, you know, and it didn't just happen with this Duke offer. He's already sort of graduated to this different level of national prospect that everybody wants.
Yep.
Right? So going to be – this ain't a given like it would be maybe in different years, right? And again, the behavior here and what they've done in terms of their decision-making with the career is different than your typical Memphis kid. They've gone outside. They haven't always just said, hey, I'm going to be Team Thad or I'm going to be, you know, Bluff City Legends, right, because I'm a Memphis kid. And so, again, how will that play out when they're making the college decision?
Exactly.
If you're Penny, you got to go all in, all the way. I mean, this isn't one you feel like with as highly as this kid's ranked, right, where you're going to be able to come in late, right? And you wouldn't with a player ranked as highly as his, but come in late and really get hot and heavy late and really win it then, you've got to be a hot and heavy from the get-go with a player ranked that. So, and again, this one's critical because, again, it represents, yep, the opportunity. With those two, John,
yep,
you could be top 10, top 5 in the country just with just based around the two of them.
Yep. And so where would that put Alex
Lomax? This is 2021.
Alex Lomax would be a senior, right, Kennedy Chandler's freshman year. And Kennedy Chandler, I don't think Kennedy Chandler is a one and done. I mean, I think he's a really, really good player.
Well, because of his size, right, you wonder about, yeah, one and one. We're talking 5'10", 5'11", right?
Yeah, yeah. So
that hadn't changed.
It'd actually be a damn near perfect transition, right, at the point guard position.
I mean, and you figure
you get
Alo's
a year, you get a year to learn under. Not that Kennedy Chandler would necessarily need to learn, but you know, like Alo would be a senior. I mean, it just is what it is. So Kennedy Chandler, you know. Maybe they make that work. It's a really small
backcourt. As long as they ain't just, you know, have told or convinced themselves that they're a one and done, right?
Right,
as long,
right,
as you're not working under that assumption, you know.
Right. It could be a perfect transition because as a sophomore, I mean, it would be Kennedy Chandler's team. You know what I mean? Like his second year, it would be Kennedy Chandler. I mean, and Musa, like, oh, what a you know, a tandem that could, well, be.
And you may be coming off of 3 years where it's sort of, and that would be his last year, but where it's been Alex Lomax's team. Because it certainly looked like that here lately, and I know guys are out right now, but Alex Lomax is playing like it's his team right now, and it'd be like sort of that same sort of handoff. Again, I'm not telling you,
right,
he stays here 4 years and it looks like Alex, because he's super talented, but would look a lot like that.
Yeah. So somebody asked me yesterday, you know, where do we stand with Kennedy Chandler?
You stand with everyone. That's unfortunately because he's a kid that you know.
I mean, he got everybody.
And when you got that, you've graduated to a different level almost.
Absolutely. Like, it just is what it is. You know, like, he's got North Carolina. He's got Duke. I mean, he's got the Blue Bloods. And anytime that happens, it's just the recruitment gets harder, you know, for the Memphis coach. That's historically the way it's always been. Now, you know, him being a Memphis kid.
The question is Duke going to be the biggest competition? You know, is Memphis just going to be, is it going to be a two-horse race between Duke and Memphis? Does he look at Memphis the same way he does at North Carolina and Duke? You know, how many are you going against now,
right,
that you know these Blue Bloods are in the door?
Kentucky hasn't offered
They're
yet.
One of the ones that have not.
But right? You got to think like.
It's coming now.
You got to think.
Come on, once Duke's made the offer, yep, everybody else in the country is going to do it.
You got to think so. So this kid's going to have everybody in the country. And so it'll be one of the most fascinating recruitments to watch. Over the next couple of years. But Kennedy Chandler, 5-star prospect out of Briarcrest, gets that offer from Duke.
Next story.
Because I have a kid, I'm watching Masked Singer. And are you aware of the show?
Very
oh,
much
yes,
so.
Yeah.
Any of y'all watch? Probably not, right?
Yeah.
You think Cornball is Nick Cannon hosting, but it's not tune-in television that you're making sure you're on your couch for.
I thought Eminem killed Nick Cannon. Mm-mm. He didn't? He's still kicking?
Bro, you should hear Nick Cannon's latest verse.
I heard Nick Cannon's verse. I heard
for,
it.
For an old man rapper like Eminem, he blasting them too.
Man, don't even
old
come
square,
on this show.
Old square Nick Cannon
you
blasted
have
Eminem.
Eminem enough.
So
now
that
you're
is
trying
really
to say
bad.
That
okay,
Nick Cannon don't got get the better
me off
of Eminem.
Task. Don't get me off task.
This is just insane.
Because last night I had an epiphany. Okay, now Masked Singer. For those of y'all that haven't seen it, it's in season two. It's real kooky, right? You got these adults. A lot of them are B-list and C-list actors dressed up, right, as these fancy in these fancy costumes, and they're singing for you.
Yep.
And the idea of it, and your judges are weird too, because it's Ken Jeong from The Hangover and Jenny McCarthy, who's, you know, yeah, anyway, she's still very attractive. But her heyday back on MTV was years ago. And so they've kind of reinvented her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was with Jim Carrey for a long time. Yeah. You know?
She's married to that Wahlberg guy now.
And now she's married to Robin Thicke's on this thing. Lord knows he's had his. So the judges are weird, too. Mm-hmm. And they're picking from these CB lists at trying to figure out who these folks are. Well, last night, John, there's a costume called Thingamajig, okay?
Yep.
And don't ask me what it is, because it's one of the few costumes. That's why it has the name. And last night he's singing John Legend's Ordinary People, okay? And he's singing it so well, John, that you think it's John Legend. And I've told my wife before when I've heard, that's John Legend on there, okay?
Oh, thought it was John Legend.
And the only thing that doesn't work is John Legend ain't B or C list, right? He's, for the most part, John Legend is A list. Come on. Didn't he just get, like, people's
sexiest man?
He is all the way A list. So it's making, like, that sounds like John singing his own song, Ordinary People, because it's too good, right? But what doesn't fit are the clues they've dropped, which is like Team MVP, which is I Don't Run with the Bulls, which he's talking about the Orlando Magic. Was another one. Some of the clues, and another clue was where he's from, which is Maryland. Okay, so it got me like, who is this dude? You know who sings, who's from Maryland, and can really sing, and this is the reason I started thinking athlete, because Jenny McCarthy thinks it's Markelle Fultz for some weird reason, who's not, for as far as I can tell.
He's a random guess.
Doesn't fit all of those.
Yeah.
Right. But then Victor Oladipo. Have you seen him sing?
I have not.
Have you heard him sing?
I think I heard him rap.
It's funny. I'm going to ask Mark Spears when we have him on. Is Dame Lillard, which one's better, Dame Lillard the rapper or Victor Oladipo the singer? Because if you've heard Victor Oladipo sing, that man could have a whole nother career as a singer, and I'm telling you, be on some lists. It's Victor Oladipo. Now, this has not been revealed yet, but I'm telling you right now.
Are you spoiling it?
I'm spoiling it for you right now. And listen, I'm not the only one guessing
this.
There
are some Reddit theories
out there. This is clear to me that the man in the thingamajig costume is Victor Oladipo, who's not currently playing, right? Still waiting on the comeback, on the clearance for the Indiana Pacers. And the man can absolutely sing his tail off, sound just like John Legend. He would be a professional singer, making a big star if he wasn't a big-time basketball
Here
player.
Here he is singing at the MTV Awards last year.
4 years, 3 months, me Monday. All it took was one day for me to love you. 4 years, 3 months, 2 weeks, and a Sunday. For you to love me Monday.
Strong enough that you could tell that man can sing.
That was
and
just
last
random.
Night, again, singing Ordinary, you know, we're just
ordinary people.
That song, he sounded just like John. Had it down, got to a point where he had the women out in the audience crying.
Mm.
Johnny had tears coming down the women's eyes. And again, the point of this show is you don't know who's singing it. You're trying to guess and all that stuff. There's a fox on there that's got to be Jamie Foxx. Okay? People think it might be Wayne Brady.
I think Jamie Foxx.
See, Wayne Brady goes more with the whole C, B list, right? With what they've
Wayne
sort of
Brady
done.
Wayne Brady is A list, bro.
Given the level,
he's
a game show.
John, you're no longer going to be allowed in this conversation.
He was on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Are you kidding me?
John.
He is not A list, bro.
Absolutely. No.
Okay? Love Wayne Brady to death for the folks in the culture, but he ain't A list.
Game A-list show
anymore.
Host.
So, see, it would more fit that it's him.
Yep.
But the whole point of this run, Victor Oladipo can sing his tail off, sound just like John Legend. I'm not sure how many casual NBA fans, singing fans are aware of it, but Victor Oladipo is your thingamajig on The Masked Singer. You need to start watching because you're going to see Jay Smooth was right.
There you go. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk to Mark Spears about the NBA. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies, Ja Morant, and more. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Robert Owen Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Owen Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give you all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit.
The Wing Guru, 3 locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mark Spears is a senior NBA writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Go read him in his work over at theundefeated.com. He joins us now. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man?
Man, just trying to figure out the world, brother.
How's that going?
It's a struggle.
Yes, it is.
Hard to figure out. That is.
Not doing so well. I got like 3 things figured out. That's all.
All right, that's you got a head start, man. You got a good start. Okay, so a lot to get to today, Mark. Read your piece on Dame Lillard, the cover story over ESPN and The Undefeated, and I thought the most interesting thing about it was what he said about who he wants to be. You know, everybody grows up, they want to be something. They want to be an astronaut. They want to be Michael Jordan. They want to be this, that, the other. And Damian Lillard told you that he kind of wants to be Dirk. He wants to be the guy that stays at the same place and in the same franchise for 21 years and, you know, does it the right way, works hard, and delivers a ring. Did that surprise you when he told you that?
Yeah, it was interesting because I think the perception is, and maybe it's today's society, and not to beat up millennials, but everybody wants everything now. You know, hey, I'm going to go here and win now. I want to get a championship now. What do I got to do to win now? How do I get out of my contract? How do I get a trade, right? So I think the problem is there aren't a lot of guys like Dame who are patient, you know, who want to do it the right way or the long way, but he told me he just wanted to win one. I've never heard a player say that. He said he wants to win one, and one is okay, and he wants to do it in Portland. And he really feels like what Dirk did, even though it was just one, is something that people will never forget, you know. And will he do it? Whew, it looks tough. I don't think he has what it takes to do it in Portland right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe they make some kind of trade, but he at the moment seems committed to doing it in Portland.
You spent a lot of time with him and with his family and with Mama, so you got to know him pretty well. I'm sure you already knew him pretty well beforehand. But going back like you did to where he's from and all that, like back to the soil, do you run across many that are as genuine as it feels like Dame is? Are they all that way? Mark, when the ones that you've gotten to know, is he more so than others when it comes back to right? Go ahead.
I think it's unique what he's doing, and for people that haven't seen the piece, please check it out on ESPN. It's basically a video and written piece on Dame Lillard, and he throws a picnic every year in his hometown park.
Yeah.
How many athletes or celebrities do you know that do that? Like, he does it. He pays for most of it. Kids that come get, you know, shoes and shirts and a backpack full of stuff for school and haircuts and hairstyles and could do rock climbing and you know, all the kid games, the jump on the whatever, you know, the downhill kid, but the jumpy bag or whatever they call that thing. And then they get barbecue. But the best thing about it is they get to touch him.
Yeah.
He's there. You could speak to him. You could take a picture with him. You could get a hug with him. You know, I heard a little kid say, go up to Dame and say, "Are you really from here? Are you really from, you know, Brookfield Park?" He's like, "Yeah, man, I was here before you." So I think it's good for him because people at home don't just hear of him like legend. They see him and get to know him. Did you guys have something like that growing up? I sure didn't.
You know what? When I was watching the piece, Mark, and it's fantastically done. You did a great job on it. You know who I thought of? Because it makes you think, who's that guy for your area? And you know who did it? I mean, Penny gives back. Thad Young's been real good. He does a week-long camp that's for free, and, man, they pack them in. But the guy I thought about when I saw Dame holding those kids like he was in your piece was Lorenzen Wright. He cared so much.
Oh, man.
Lorenzen Wright cared so much about bringing Memphis with him to the NBA. And you remember back then, Memphis was getting Vancouver. It's, hey, we got the NBA now, but there was no connection to the team. And Lorenzen was on those early ones. And he wanted so bad for Memphis to feel, hey, you guys are in the NBA now. And you could see it in his smile at the camps, Mark. It was awesome. And that's who it made me think of was Lorenzen. Great piece on your part. Did you spend time around Ren?
Don't you wish we could have got to see what kind of impact Lorenzen could have had on that town?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. Absolutely, I do.
It's sad, man.
It is. I asked you, I had this one watching the piece, too. Who's better, Lillard as a rapper, and I think he's fantastic, or Victor Oladipo as a crooner, Mark Spears? I'm not sure if you've heard Victor.
Ooh.
But that man can sing, and I think he's on the Masked Singer, this thingamajig thing. He was singing Ordinary People last night. That man, which one better at the other craft?
I'm going to say Dame because he had Lil Wayne give him a shout-out. I haven't heard any singer give Vic a shout-out yet, and his album, he doesn't have three albums, so because Dame has done more, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt right now.
I think you're probably right.
We are, of course, talking to Mark Spears.
But do you know what they should do at All-Star if both of them make it? Well, Victor won't make it because he's hurt, but maybe they should have him do the national anthem.
Brother, be awesome.
And have Dame rap during, you know, the introduction.
Like, we used to mess around. Like, Kobe, you know, even with Shaq. Like, these two dudes are talented in that
other
thing.
I'm going to stop you right now, though. I'm going to stop you.
What? Shaq?
Lil Wayne said, say what you want about Shaq.
Oh.
Shaq is a platinum. Wait, slow down.
I'm listening. Yes, sir. All right.
He said he has a platinum record.
I know.
And he said that was very, very hard to do. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's kind of like I live in the Bay, right? People could say what they want about Hammer, but Hammer's a platinum artist. Hammer had a cartoon. Hammer had KFC commercials. Hammer made hip-hop pop.
He did.
So, I mean, I know what you're saying, and you know, some of Shaq's raps were kind of corny, but the one with Notorious Big was pretty great. He had some stuff.
Oh, they sold. Absolutely, they did.
You guys know about the Fushnikins. You remember the Fushnikins?
Yeah, I remember. Thinking, man, I'm not going to repeat this mess. That's what I said back then.
We are, of course, talking to Mark Spears, the senior NBA writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Read his work at theundefeated.com. How about this Ja Morant kid, Mark? It feels like the Grizzlies finally, they don't have a plucky team that, you know, can hold you to 90 points, but they do have a superstar in Ja Morant. How about what he's done?
He's special, man. You know, it's funny, like ESPN Plus arrived at a good time. I watched a lot of his games last season on ESPN Plus. It certainly wasn't the greatest of film in the world. You know, it looked like I was watching from somebody's phone. But I just kept watching his games, and I'm like, man, there's just something unique, something special. I had an opportunity to interview him a month ago in San Antonio, and he's got a little cockiness to him. He's got a little swag to him, but he backs it up. You know, he backs it up, and he's just going to be more and more fun to watch. His athleticism. Hold on, I got this guy beating up my house while I'm talking to him. Hold on, let me go up.
Tell that man, this is Mark Spears' house. Tell that man not knock that loud. What's wrong with that man?
But no, he's special, man. He's special. I hope, I'm glad he's in Memphis. Memphis needs that. And one thing that's, you know, really, really hard when you're in a small market is you're not going to get free agents. You know, you're not going to get the guys a lot of times in trade. So you got to build through the draft. As you can hear, guys, I got a lot going on in Oakland, California today.
I completely understand. I wonder if you could weigh in on this and what you thought maybe at the time of Josh Jackson, who was taken number 4, you'll remember, back in 17 by Phoenix. Coming out of Kansas, I don't think anybody questioned the talent. That's why he was picked so high. But some of the off-the-court decisions were brought up then. And you, what, a little more than 2 years later, he's down in with the G League here in Memphis and got suspended for a game for being late to a team meeting. No sign of the Grizzlies, you know, intending to call him up. You have seen did you have faith in Josh Jackson, the player, I guess, back then? And have you seen a situation like this where, again, a top 5 pick 2 years later, you know, is playing in the G League sort of trying to restore his image?
So you guys probably don't remember. I did a diary on him last season.
Mm-hmm. I do now that you mention it. Yep.
Yeah, and I've known Josh for a long time. He played at a prep school in Napa his junior and senior year. And what I saw those 2 years was special. It's really, really special. He's extremely competitive, extremely skilled, not the greatest shooter in the world, very athletic. And I just think there's some people – I'll say this. Somebody from the Suns told me Josh's biggest challenge is the circle that he has around him, that he has to improve his circle. And, you know, I thought it was a little odd and unique that he wanted to be in the G League, that he started training camp in the G League.
Right.
And it ain't like Memphis can't use him. I'm going to tell you guys, Josh is not a bad guy.
Right.
He's got some maturing to do. He certainly has made some mistakes, but that maturity needs to happen soon, or Josh could be without a job soon.
Yeah.
So hopefully he can figure it out.
That's what's happening.
Hopefully he'll be back on varsity soon. But NBA don't wait for no one, you know.
Right. Right.
No, it's
no matter where you were drafted.
You're exactly right, Mark. You buying or selling the Dallas Mavericks?
Buying in what way?
Like they're third in the West right now.
Can they stay top 4?
Are they a top?
Like as a power or a playoff team?
I think they're definitely a playoff team. But, yeah, like as a power in the West, like as a top 3, top 4 seed.
No. Mm-mm. Not buying that.
What do you need Lakers, to see from them?
I got Lakers, Clippers, obviously. I got Houston in that world. Denver's better than them. I think Utah will ultimately be better than them. Portland, I think, will ultimately be better than them. Doncic is amazing. Porzingis is good, although I think he needs to get a little tougher. I just don't think they have the supporting cast, the point guard. I don't like their team pound for pound. I like their two stars, but after that, it drops considerably. And so that being said, I don't think they have enough now pound for pound to be a power in the West, although I do think that Doncic will be probably voted in as an all-star.
Oh, he's been unbelievable. He's 30-10-9. It's unbelievable what he's doing.
He's,
yeah.
I mean, they are there right now because of him, but then I get excited about him. You guys get excited about him, and they lose to the Kings.
Right. No, I mean, you're right.
At home. Yeah.
There's a little bit of a coming back.
The Kings don't have De'Aaron Fox. They don't have Marvin Bagley right now. So that, to me, that just tells me, the West is just going through something early in the season. No, I'm not buying.
What's this going to look like for Golden State, Mark, in the sense that they're going to get a top five pick, which it certainly looks like they'll be in the mix for right now, and then jump right back in when everybody's healthy into the top four next year? How do you think that looks? Where do they come back to once they're healthy and with what looks like a really good pick?
Well, here's the thing, man. Everybody's down and out in the Bay Area. I was in the grocery store today, and the guy's like, what's going on with my team? And the thing I tell Warriors fans is just be patient.
Right.
Like, they've went through decades of horrible. What's one season going to be, you know? Like, they forget it. They've been spoiled out here. But the way you see LeBron bounce around now, it's the same way you're going to see Steph, Clay, and Draymond next year. You know, what happens with D'Angelo Russell, we'll see.
Right.
You know, they got also, they're going to have a top five pick, probably top three. Mm-hmm. If you can crack that top five, especially that top three, it's almost like when the Spurs got Tim Duncan.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It gives the Warriors somebody they could pass the torch to in the same way, you know, John Morant and, you know, is going to do that in Jaren for the future for you guys. But they got the veteran talent still.
Yep.
Keep in mind that via the Iguodala trade that I know is probably driving you guys nuts right now, or what the hell you guys can do with him, the Warriors got a $17.5 million trade exception.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do with that? That's pretty substantial. That's a starter. So they could use that to get a starter, and I think they'll be aggressive about using that trade exception. And then keep in mind, they got their mid-level exception next year. Then you got a young guy like Pascal, who is a rookie of the year candidate with boy right now, with Ja.
Yep, playing well.
Like, just getting all of his shots up and learning, and he's able to make mistakes and get better. And I think Jordan Poole end up being pretty good.
Yep.
Like, their young kids are able to play and get valuable experience and make mistakes that aren't detrimental to the team. So I think the Warriors are going to be a monster next season, and we'll have a young guy. Like, what if they get Wiseman, man?
Brother, exactly. Like what you said about Duncan, is that what I'm thinking? You just rich get
like
richer.
If they
yes.
get him, he should cry tears of joy. Like, he could come to San Francisco and ain't no pressure on him. Man,
it's almost perfect.
You get
perfect.
To play with Steph, Clay, and Draymond, maybe D'Angelo Russell.
An elite outfit right off the bat. Like you said, you're with an elite organization.
It's almost too
with
perfect.
With no pressure. It's like Ja got to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
He coming in there with the – and he's doing an amazing job, but Ja walked in and has a franchise on his back already. If Wiseman, who I spent time with, and this is the one thing I doubly hate about this NCAA garbage that he's dealing with. Mm-hmm. This ain't no bad kid, man. I hope he's listening. He's one of the most amazing kids I ever met. He's the best interview I ever had at the Hoop Summit. Extremely bright, extremely sharp, extremely well-spoken. Just good people, man. So trust me, the NBA scouts know this. If he ends up in a Warriors uniform, I'd probably pencil them in as a champion next year. Like, with all due respect to Ball and, you know, the kid in Georgia's pretty great. Ain't nobody like this kid y'all got. So hopefully he'll get a bunch of games in. You know, kudos to Penny and at least you guys get to enjoy something with him this season.
Well, I was gonna ask you, because I know you spent some time with him. What I mean, I'm sure you were following sort of that storyline. Memphis, you know, Memphis was certainly hoping to take the NCAA and fight the NCAA as much as they could, and ended up in a 12-game suspension. From your vantage point, what did you think of how that all played out?
Stupid. It's unfair. You know how much money the NCAA makes every year, the billions and billions of dollars? Well, look it up.
Yep.
You guys know. The billions and billions of dollars that they make this year, and they tripping off of that.
Mark.
Like, and then the timing of it was mean.
Mark, if he had gone to Duke, would this have been brought up? Even if, you know, if he had gone to Duke or?
Oh, no, because, I mean, coach, you know, no former coach. I don't know. It's neither here nor there, really. It's what happened, and I feel bad for them. But they're hypocritical, man. Like, when you go to those games, when they have the tournament regional in at FedEx, right?
Yep.
They got cups with NCAA on it. Why every time they have a court, it has to be there? Why can't they use the Grizzlies court or the University of Memphis court? They bring in their own court. Mm-hmm. How much does that cost to make that court?
That's why you can't take like you said. That's why you can't take that Coke out on that floor, Mark. You got to pour it in that NCAA cup, brother.
But here's the thing. Like, how do they pay? That's the big question. Because, like, the University of Tennessee, SEC schools, Big Ten, Big 12, you know, Big 12, Pac-12, those schools make money, right? But does Tennessee State make a lot of money? Does Murray State make a lot? San Jose State, where I got my bachelors, they don't make a lot of money. They can't afford to pay these kids, but the NCAA makes so much money. If they were to just say right now, every month we're going to give every college athlete that's on full scholarship and the walk-on $200 extra a month, that's a drop in the bucket to them, and everybody would shut up.
Oh, yeah, they'd still be rich.
Just give them $200 a month extra, man, move on. Yeah. But they're just being greedy and mean-spirited, and there may be a day soon where the Big Five schools right now could say, you know what, the hell with them. Let's start our own thing.
Maybe so,
And they got to watch out, man, because now you're seeing kids going overseas.
Right.
I don't understand why these kids haven't figured out, you know what, I'm just going to play in the G League for a year. I don't know why they're scared of that, other than I guess they fear being exposed. But there's growing avenues to say, at least in the basketball world, to say no to college and say yes to getting paid. Go look at what David West is doing.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. Hey, Mark, man, this was a pleasure as
Brother
always.
Spears, thank you for this.
Thank you for the time.
All right, man, I'm sorry for the train and the handyman hitting things with the screws and all that, but I just want to give you guys an adventure when I talk to you.
That's right.
It's great stuff, bro.
We appreciate it, man. We really do. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boss.
All right, later.
Yep. He is Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Check him out at TheUndefeated.com. Always do appreciate catching up with him. Lots more to come. Perhaps some news, perhaps some kind of news on the Memphis football coaching search. We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Goodbye 2019. Goodbye Windows 7. Dell's holiday sales are the perfect time to say hello to 2020 and a Windows 10 upgrade. Save big on their latest business computers powered by Intel Core processors. Don't forget to shop servers, storage, and thousands of top brand electronics, all with free shipping. Call a small business technology advisor to help you find the right tech for your business needs at 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL, or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Right now at T-Mobile, you can get four iPhone 11s on us when you add four lines and keep your family connected with our most powerful signal ever.
So, hope everyone likes their presents. Thanks to T-Mobile, we all got iPhone 11s this year.
Really?
Wait, all of us?
Yep.
The one with the all-day battery life?
And the ultra-wide camera.
Yeah, let's get a picture.
Okay, say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I'm gonna post this pic right now.
Already did. 20 likes.
Hashtag that's my girl. Hashtag best gift ever.
Yeah. Hashtag dad's blocked.
Ring in the holidays at T-Mobile. Get four lines for just $30 a line and hurry in to get four iPhone 11s on us with new lines and qualifying iPhone trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. If you cancel your line before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device, $699.99 for base model. Contact us. Qualifying service and finance agreements required.
Do you need gifts for friends and family located all over this country? You can ship them prime steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop overnight. And if you need to show a client or a colleague how much you appreciate them, give them a gift certificate that can be used for dinner at Folks Folly, Memphis's original prime steakhouse, or give them any of the delicious Folks Folly menu items that you can get fresh from Humphrey's. Are you noticing a theme here? Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop can set you up with everything you need to make the holidays amazing and, most importantly, amazingly easy. They've got fresh prime steak in all of the most flavorful cuts, rack of lamb, ribeye roast, a lobster tail, and all your favorite side dishes like garlic mashed potatoes and spinach casserole. Dessert is covered with Humphrey's traditional southern pecan pie and Folks Folly's famous brownies, and then they have steak knives and aprons to really make a special gift. So be an original and treat yourself and your loved ones to a holiday you'll all truly enjoy. Stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folks Folly, or order online at humphreysmemphis.com.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Doing what you're doing to me.
Was on the fence. He didn't know if the time was right, if the market was right, the climate was right to sell his home. He'd always thought about selling his home, but he didn't know if the timing was right. He's a daily listener to the show, and he got the Live Love Memphis group and said, hey, is it the time? Is right now the best time? And the Live Love Memphis group, being the studs that they are, they said, hey, we'll look into it. They got together, and then it was determined, hey, it's time. And so he listed his home on a Monday, and by the next day, it was on a contract for list price.
You know, most people believe that you should only list in the spring, right? That's where you're going to do your best work, get the highest price, highest value for your home. It's kind of a misconception that you should only do it then. The truth is, because the inventory is so low right now, For those of you not familiar with the real estate world, that means there's so few houses, right, for sale. January and February are a great time to go ahead and start the process of selling home. Sellers can get as much money in the winter right now as they can in the spring. So go ahead and give it a shot. Make that call, 685-6000. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen. She's got a great team over at Live Love. They got my old house in Raleigh sold. Did it very quickly, too, 6 days. I thought I'd never be able to sell that home. Live Love told me different. You can check it out for yourself at livelovememphis.com.
All right, so I don't know if any relevance this has to the University of Memphis football opening, but Chip Long was here at Memphis. He was the OC, correct? He was the OC,
yes,
at one point.
Had worked his way up to that, hadn't he?
And he had been at Notre Dame, I believe, the last two or three seasons. And according to Football Scoop, he is unlikely to return to Notre Dame. That is according to Football Scoop. And this is what Scott Roussel writes.
OC Chip, and tight ends, I'm sorry.
Yeah, OC and tight ends. Chip Long is exploring other opportunities and is unlikely to return to the Notre Dame staff, source told Football Scoop Wednesday. Long has been Notre Dame's coordinator for the past 3 years, hired as part of a staff reboot in the wake of the Fighting Irish's 4-8 season of 2016. Long has helped Notre Dame go 32-6 with a trip to the CFB playoff in 2018. Notre Dame's numbers were up significantly in 2019. After tying for 47th at an even 6 yards per play in 2018, the Irish averaged 6.25 this fall, good for 33rd. The club scoring average grew from 31.4 points a game last season to 37.1 in 2019. So,
dude, that looks like some spin, bro. I'm looking at total defense last year; they're 47th.
You mean offense?
Total. Am I looking at offense or am I look? No, I'm looking at offense. I'm looking at D. I apologize. I'm coming in here like, what are you talking about? It's because I pulled up. I've clicked on defense. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're a defensive man. You know, yes. You want to know what that Notre Dame defense looks like.
Let me see if the numbers back it up, though.
Barry Odom looking at
you. Yeah, you over here. I mean, you
47th wasn't going to be acceptable.
Wrong track mind, brother.
That's their defense this year. It wasn't good.
Their offensive numbers.
Let me check offense and see if it backs up. Yeah, let me see if it checks out.
We'll get those numbers to you from Jason at 1:30. But no, it sounds like it sounds like Chip Long again. I don't know if that means he's fully
a candidate for Memphis.
Well, I think he's definitely going to be on the list. There's no question about it. You know, because of what Notre Dame has done, and it looks good. You know, but this could have, It sounds like this could have happened either way, regardless of whether the Memphis job opened or not. How much of a candidate is he at Memphis? We'll see. I'm not opposed. I am not diametrically opposed to Chip Long at the University of Memphis. Jason will check in once he gets those numbers. Just rest and
47th.
Know they're 47th in offense as well?
In total offense, dude. I wasn't on defense. I was on offense and let you guys – sit here and make me feel like I must be on the wrong thing.
No. I'm just reading what
football scoop had.
Let's go back and listen to what you said, because what I said was spin.
Yes, total offense versus yards per play.
Right. You're talking about 33rd ranked in yards per play?
Correct.
Let's just talk about total offense, where LSU is very good, right, at number one.
Yes.
They're 47th.
That's not good.
Right. No, it's not.
You're right.
And that's absolutely where I was. I said it sounded like spin, and you guys got me thinking because it's so low that I'm looking at defense when I was literally looking at offense.
It sounded low, actually, so that is what it is.
What you read was spin.
It
wasn't as good.
Right. Yes.
And so this is why I'm on that.
I didn't spin it.
Well, it was spun for him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the sense that it made. Mm-hmm. They're not happy with where they were offensively, and they haven't been the last 3 years. Okay? It hasn't been good enough. And what I read, John, was that it had been in the 20s. When I read that Notre Dame is 47th again in total offense, it's not good enough. And so that almost sounds like we're going to go a different direction rather than he's coming to Memphis.
Right, exactly.
That's where I'm at.
I agree with you. Yes. I agree with you on that. I don't think this is a situation I'm getting the job at Memphis. This is a situation probably where he's
total offense,
not 40, being welcomed back at
LSU,
Notre Dame.
LSU, number one, 554 yards per game. Number 47, Notre Dame, FBS Independent, 429.4. 47th is not high enough. That's not getting the job done, and that's why he's not there.
Well, so, like, we were talking about Barry Odom earlier, and, like, there's this great philosophical argument about which way you go in a hire, whether you go offensive mind or defensive mind. You know what doesn't matter in college football, Jason?
What?
Defense.
Their defense was 21st.
Defense doesn't matter in college football.
Yeah, you know who wasn't in the top 50? Mizzou.
In offense, correct. Yeah. They were top 15 in defense.
Yeah, who gives a crap? To your point, who gives a crap?
So, LSU is the best team in the country. Do we all agree on that?
Yes.
Do we all agree that LSU is the best team in the country?
Yes.
Do we all agree
yes.
that the odds-on favorite to win the national championship?
I do.
Do you know what they're ranked in defensive rankings? They're 32nd in the country.
Wow.
They're number 32 in the country.
They're number one in offense.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in top 50, but like
doesn't matter.
They're not defined by their defense, right? Like, they're just not. That's not – they score points.
Got to score points.
Their fortunes changed when they brought in Joe Brady as the passing game coordinator, and he took Joe Burrow to the next level. That's when things changed for LSU. I want to go through a couple of other teams. I just want to go through the top 10 of the best defensive teams in the country, Jason. Clemson's number one. That's probably a big part – that's a big product of them being in the ACC. They have a lot of bad teams in the ACC. Ohio State is number two. Those two teams are in the playoff. So you start there. But they also have awesome, awesome offenses. Then let's go through the rest of the top 10. Utah, not in the playoff. Georgia, not in the playoff. San Diego State, don't even know what they did this year. Michigan, can't beat Ohio State. Buffalo, Wisconsin, lost to Ohio State. UAB is ninth in the country with my man Bill Clark. Florida is number 10. We know their struggles. Pittsburgh is 11. Iowa's 12. Miami's 13. Missouri with fired Barry Odom is number 14. These are defensive rankings. They don't matter. College football is a system about scoring. That's what matters, period, point blank. By the way, I haven't even gotten to Alabama yet.
No. Top five are LSU, Oklahoma, Clemson, UCF, and Ohio State.
In offense.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.